Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the shita of the Ran, that Lechora he holds that you have to own the Shem and the Psilus of the Ner Chanukah. It has to be yours, and that's the Ikut Suras HaMitzvah. That's why I make it Lahadlik. It can't be done with the Shliach, because you have to own it, and that's the Mitzvah. We don't find by Mitzvah Derabbanan there's a Tanai of Lechem. So here, what's Pshat? You have to own it. Pshat is that's the Ikut Suras HaMitzvah. It's not just a Tanai. And that's against the Mishnah Berurah, the Beis Yitzchak, the Sholem Meshiv, who hold there's no din of lachem, you don't have to own it. And we were discussing that, and now we will continue again based on the Torah of Hagaon Rabbi Yosef Farbstein, of the famous Chevron Farbstein family. He was a Raman or Al-Chanan. Very, very, very chashiv Talmud Chacham, very, very sweet Torah. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Tes, it says, Yishek Far Kibla La Shabbos, a woman who's Makabel Shabbos already, Bad luck is near Shabbos. Tomer la'acher la'hadlik la'ner Chanukah. If she hasn't yet lit near Chanukah, she can tell somebody else to do it for her. The Prima Gadim says, "Da'kaim alan d'chol midi diu lo matzi avid shliach lo matzi mashv." If you can't do it, you can't point to shliach. So how is it possible for her to tell a shliach to light near Chanukah for her when she can't do it herself? She's makabel Shabbos. So the Prima Gadim says, "This is in the Eishel Avram and Sif Kotn Aleph." Listen. Here is Tyre Yid and what the Prima Gadim says. This is key. Tasimu lev. V'yeshloimar delav shlichus mamish. Kevin de mamonohu. V'achar maise koif ovid. It's not considered shlichus because it's your mammon. And the other is doing a maise koif. What does this mean? Why is it a maise koif? It's a monkey doing it? It's a person doing it. And does the Prima Gadim hold that if Taka Monkey did it for you, you're Yotze? Are Yotze with the Hadlaka of the Monkey? Used to be a famous band, the Monkeys. Hey, we're the Monkeys and we don't monkey around. That was their theme song. But we're not monkeying around here. This is serious business. You're Yotze if a monkey does it? You're Yotze if a Goy does it for you, if a Goy lights for you? Ma piton. I have to. Ma piton. You're not Yotze with either. So what's Pshat? It's not Shlichus because it's your Mammon. And the other's doing a Maisa Kof. So it would appear that Pshat is as follows. He says that it's Mamono. It's your money. And this is like the Ran. He has a source in the Ran. As Rav Asher wife likes to say, Yesh lo beit av barishonim. He has a source in the Ran. Because the Ran says that the mitzvah is that it's your mammon. That's me'ikr mitzvah sner Chanukah. The Ikram is Ner Chanukah is not the Etzem Adlakas Neiris, but rather that the Gavra should own a Ner Chanukah when this should, by the Shem and Psilos belonging to him. And therefore, you don't need normal Gidrei Shlichus. So, of course, the Ikr Mitzvah is Miskayim that. Your Ner Chanukah is Dolek Vaholech. But in order for this to have a Torah's Ner Chanukah, this is the Hagdarah. In order for it to have a Torah's Ner Chanukah, the Maisa has to be done by a Jew Midas Bailim. In other words, it has to be yours. The Ikr Tzuras HaMitzvah is that your Ner Chanukah is lit. However, the mice of lighting has to be done either by you or by a Jew. But you don't need normal Torah shlichus. Because in order to give it a Torah Sner Chanukah, you need a mice of a Jew. But once you have this mice of the Jew, so he lights it for you, and now what do we say? We say that your Neris Chanukah that belong to you are lit, are kindled, are burning. And that's the mitzvah. That your Neris Chanukah are burning. But in order for it to be your Neris Chanukah, you need a mice of a Bar Chiyuva. So, when the Prima Gadim says Maisa Koif, that it's like a monkey, doesn't mean that a monkey can do it for you. But it means that klape kiyum a mitzvah de maisa had loka shein b'ze mitzvah ele maisa be'alma. What's the kiyum a mitzvah? The kiyum a mitzvah is that your neiros are lit. Just there has to be a maisa. The maisa mitzvah has to be of a Jew in order for it to have Torah's Ner Chanukah. But when he says in Maisa Kof, he's talking klape the kiyum a mitzvah. Because it's, what's the kiyum? The kiyum is that your neiros are kindled, that it belongs to you, and that's enough. So vis-a-vis that, it's a Maisa Kof. But in a chinam, in order to give a Torah's Ner Chanukah, you need a Jew to light. So, as I mentioned in the previous shiur, I was misorah to this from Yedid Navshi, Rav Yisrael Apfel Shlita, and he sent me to a Chidushe Rabbeinu David on Meseches Psachim Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. There Rabbeinu David writes, "De mitzvah ner Chanukah bevade ein al yedei shliach. There's no shlichus. Because if you bought it for your friend, you didn't do anything. And it's not right to make a bracha. Can you put on tefillin for me? Can you wear tzitzis for me? Avada not. Aval acha shehechin balabais beveso ashmanim vapsilos yachal avarech achar bimakomo v'shomea v'yotzei edei abracha. After the balabais prepared in his house the oil and the wicks, somebody else can make the bracha for him. Shabracha likar adlaka hi ritzon olomar haskanas hashemen v'apsilos. The bracha is on the adlaka. What's the adlaka? The preparation of the shem and the psilos. Shadlaka b'shem psilos shel chaver ain't oklum. Lighting with your friends wicks and oil is garnished. So you see from Rabbeinu David, like the Ran, that the shemen and the psilos have to be yours. And therefore you make a lehadlik, because you're doing it. It can't be done with a shliach. It's your mitzvah. The mice is done by a shliach. But the kiyum mitzvah is yours. The one who owns it. And the truth is there's a marach or zarua that also would point us in this direction. The marach or zarua in Simen Kuf Chof Ches asks three kashes binyan shlichus ba'afrashas chala or b'shchita. He asks, number one, why don't we appoint a shliach by shchita and afrashas chala? Maishna mitzvah halalu mikidushin? Why do we make a shliach? Did I say why don't we? Why do we make a shliach by shchita and afreshes chala? Why is it different than kiddushin that we see at the beginning of Perak Yish Mekadesh that mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucho? So do it yourself. Why are we making a shliach by shchita and afreshes chala? Do it yourself. Mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucha like we find by Kedushin. Question number one. Question number two. How does Shliach make v'tzivanu? He is not mitzvah to be mafresh chala from this Isa. He doesn't have to separate chala from this dough. Question number three. Maishna afresh is chala that he can be mekayim a mitzvah yidei shliach mi mitzvah tefillin or shlichos isn't shayich. That's the basic kashas of the merach or zeru. So on these kashes, he's miyashev, k'tzat barichus. We'll quote his lashon. V'shema, shchita v'afresh eschala ein mitzvahs en elah shetetakein ha'isa. Shchita and afresh eschala, the mitzvah is only to fix the isa. Fix the dough, m'dechsiv gabay tshurma gam atem. Ashmein en sheikar mitzvahs arak l'taken isa l'itin chala koin. V'chein sheyishachayda nishchat. So the ikar mitzvah by shchita and afresh eschala is that the animal should be geschachten, as they say in Spanish, and that the fchala should be separated. And so too by Kiddushin, ikar mitzvah shetei lo isha mekudeshes. By Kiddushin, the ikar mitzvah is that a woman should be married to you. She should be mekudeshes. So to buy gerushin, or by freshes challah, with shchitas kachim, fias vizuzus, yes makke. Aval but tefillin v'tzitzis, v'achilas matzah v'sukkah v'lulav ain shayich shlichus. But by tefillin, by tzitzis, eating matzah, sitting in the sukkah, taking the arba minim, shlichus isn't shayich. V'dafka b'kiddushin mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucho. And dafka by kiddushin, there's a mitzvah for you to do it more than your shliach. Shein ha-shliach nenem en ha-kiddushin klun v'adarab nifsat shen ha-seres alav. Because he doesn't benefit at all. Adarab, he loses out. Such a pretty girl, and he can't marry her anymore. She belongs to someone else. So do it yourself. The shliach is a nene. Abo b'shchita b'afrash eschalo b'chayotze b'hem lo yeh mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucho. But by shchita and afrash eschalo b'chayotze b'hem, we shouldn't say mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucho. Because here the person can benefit. He can benefit from the shchita. He can benefit from eating the dough. So therefore, we don't say mitzvah yoser mishlucho. Kasher nagu kor b'senu b'chol olam alf b'sheh b'kim b'chol shchita, noisim l'chazim l'shchot. So that's the minhag olam. That even though they're b'kim in hilchos shchita, they still give it to the chazim to shecht. V'chein yegam b'afrash eschala. Who's the chazim? The chazim isn't the guy who says, Mom! The chazim's the representative of the community. They give it to the shochet, even though they don't do it on their own. So here there's no inyan of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. B'chein yegam b'afrash eschala v'lamed es b'no taro shelechatchila maskirim. Malamdim. B'en avatzimu malamdo. And so too, when it comes to afrash eschala, we do the shliach. Teaching your son Torah. Lechatchila we send him to school. Unless it's corona, then you're homeschooling him. But that's not because you really want to. Ve'ino v'atzimo malamdo. V'chein ye'gam b'milo shafilu ha'ov uman. Even if the ov is a father is a breast lover, he's an uman. Even if the father is an expert moyel, yachol lechatchila lo'imer la'acher lomu. He can lechatchila allow somebody else to do the bris mila. This already is a little bit of a minefield, this Torah. V'av b'she b'mila ina moyel nene gam avi ha'ben ino nehem evreim shavim. So you write in Mila, the Moel isn't Nene from the Mila, but the Aviyah Ben is also not Nene. So they're equal. So you can do with the Shliach. So when it's your own benefit, like Kiddushin, and the Shliach gets no benefit there, there's no Shlichas. And in all these cases, the Shliach can make a bracha. Aval b'Kiddushin, any savor klal, I don't think the shliach can make a bracha. Unless the mishalech is standing there. Because even if the shliach was mekadesh for himself, his friend can be motzi him in the bracha. But if he's not there, you can't make the bracha on his behalf. And so too, a Ner Chanukah, if Reuven is lighting the candles of Shimon, as is the derech in the world, when there is an almana, she tells other people to light on her behalf. I think, says the Maror Zeruah, that you shouldn't make a bracha for this person unless the person is standing there and he's yotzei in the bracha. If Reuven is lighting the candles of Shimon, so unless Shimon is standing there, don't make a bracha. Just like Kiddushin, unless the guy who's marrying the woman is actually standing there, don't make a bracha. Hamavur bidivrei amarach or zerua. Shechalugim ha-mitzvah shetachlisim u-bechefza mitzvah shetachlisim begavra. There's a distinction between mitzvahs where the tachlis is the cheftza and mitzvahs where the tachlis is the gavra. Mitzvahs like tefillin, the tachlis is that they should be in the gavra. You have to wear tefillin, you the person. And therefore shlichus isn't shaykh. Mashen kein afrashas chala v'shchita, where the tachlis is the cheftza, that the isa, the dough, should be fixed, that the animal should be fitting for consumption. Since the ikar tachlis is bechefza, is that the object should be fixed. So it could be done with a shliach. That's one yisod that comes out from this marach or zeroah. There's no shlichus by tzitzis and tefillin, that's on the gavra. There is shlichus if the mitzvah is the cheftza. Now, from this chiluk, the marach or zeroah wants us to understand. We can also answer his kasha, how a shliach can make a bracha. He wasn't mitztave in fulfilling these mitzvahs. As we asked, question number two, how can a shliach make the bracha of vitzivanu? He's not mitzvah lahafrish chala me'isazu. So how's he allowed to make the bracha? And then besof dvarav, he was mechalek linyan birchas ha-shliach. Bein shar mitzvahs l'kiddushin v'ner Chanukah. So what's the svar of this chiluk? By kiddushin v'ner Chanukah, shliach can make a bracha. Unless the person's there, elsewhere he can. So we wanna dig deeper here. So apparently the pshat is as follows: that he was relying on the chiluk that he made between cheftza and gavra, a mitzvah which is klape the cheftza, like shchitas behema. Even though the mitzvah is not incumbent on the shliach, but he still has some sort of kiyum mitzvah in this asiyah. Through him, the cheftza was fixed. Now the behemah is mutar b'achila, and therefore he can say v'tzivanu. That's like we said before. He can be nana from the mitzvah. The isa has to be fixed, the animal has to be shechted. But dafka by kiddushin we say mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucho, because he's not nanam in a kiddushin. But here we don't say mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucho. Why don't we say mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucho? Because he could be nana from the shechita, he could be nana from that fresh eschala. B'seder, he could be nana. But how does that help us save it Sivanu? It isn't incumbent upon him. You're right, he himself could be nene from the Shchit and Afresh Eschala. So we don't say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. But how does that solve the Vitzivanu problem? It's not his commandment, not his obligation to shech this animal. So the answer is, you're right, it's not incumbent upon him. It's not incumbent upon him. But nevertheless, there is a kiyum mitzvah. Because you are metake in the cheftza. You fix this object. You fix this isa. You fix this chala, this behema. And therefore you can save it sivanu. And same thing with mitzvah mezuzah. You could save it sivanu because the ikar tzivui HaTorah is that the house should have a mezuzah. Ma'ashen came l'tachas of the mitzvahs begavra. Like by Kiddushin, the Tachlis Mitzvah is Kiddushin. It's not the Chalos Kiddushin and the Heter. That's Chal now between the man and the woman, but rather Shetihiye Lo Isha Mikudeshet, as that's the Lashon of the Marach Zeruah. V'klapei Zeh Halo Ein L'Shliach Shum Kiyum Mitzvah. What's the Mikzvah here? That you should have a wife. Is the Shliach going to get any of that? Is he going to have a piece of that? No. It's the Mishalech's wife, not the Shliach's wife. And therefore the Shliach can't make the bracha unless the Mishalech is standing there. So again, it's very, very Yesodistic. This isn't in the Chefetz and the Gavra. If it's the Din in the Chefetz, you fix the Chefetz, you can make a bracha. Why? Because you're mitaking the Chefetz. So you're right, the mitzvah might not be incumbent upon you, but when you do it, there's a kiyum mitzvah. And when it comes to mitzvah and the Gavra, tzitzis, tefillin, and also kedushin, that the mitzvah is that you should have a wife. It's your wife. So what's the shliach making a bracha for you for? If you're not there, you can't. If you're there, he's making it for you. Shomei konen. But if you're not there, there's no bracha. The shliach has no chelik in this at all. It's not shetiyeh lo isha mekudeshes. He's not going to have a wife. So it emerges that kedushin on one hand is like fresh eschal and shchit. On the other hand, it's like tefillin. Gabe etzem asiyah tzemitzvah idei shliach. Since the mitzvah is poala chalos din in the isha, not in the ish. So therefore you can be mekadesh al idei shliach. Just like a fresh eschal, the mitzvah is to be metakin the isha. You can be metakin al idei shliach. So too, kedushin, you ain't a chinami. There is shlichus by kedushin. Why is there shlichus by kedushin? Because there's a chalos din now on the woman. And now she's an Isha Mekudeshes, and the Shliach could be pulled out Chalos Din. Mashen can kapei the bracha. Since the Tachlis HaMitzvah is that you should have a wife, your friend can't make the bracha for you. There's no Vitzivanu. Ah. Now, as they say in Portuguese, Megaita Trit Viter. We're going to take a step forward. And now we can understand the Sheet of the Rach or Zeruah together. Choyvetz Ner Chanukah. Because we see in the Marach or Zeruah that he holds that a shliach can't make a bracha. Why? Because he obviously learns that it's a mitzvah on the Gavra and not a mitzvah on the Cheftza. When can't you make a bracha for someone else? When it's a mitzvah on the Gavra. That's why tzitzis, I can't have my friend make a bracha for me. When he's wearing tzitzis for me, no go, Sally. Tefillin? Can't have my friend make a bracha on tefillin for me? No go, Charlie. But I'm not so sure Sally should be wearing tzitzis, but that's definitely a shear in and of itself. The Ner Chanukah, Zokta Marach or Zeruah, the shliach can't make a bracha. Why not? Why not? Because obviously it's a mitzvah on the Gavra. Like tzitzis, tefillin, and kiddushin. When it's a mitzvah on the Gavra, you can't say Vitzivanu. We have to understand. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Ner Ishu Beso. Right? That's the most famous Chanukah Torah they teach in every yeshiva. The first Lamed Chanukah Shir you ever hear is going to be, it's a din on the bayis. A din on the bayis. There's so much beautiful Torah about that. The Ner Chanukah has to fix our houses. Oh, do our houses need fixing? So many tzaras in Yiddish Heizer. Ay, 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 ay. And if you're on a ship, if you're on the Queen Mary, you're Patur Mikiyum, it's Ner Chanukah. So since the din in the bayis, how can you say that it's a din in the Kiyum and the Gavra, not in the Cheftza? No, it's a Kiyum and the Cheftza of the bayis. ומבואר בדברי המערך אור זרוע דבר חידוש גדול שבאמת עיקר מצוות נר חנוכה יסודה הוא חובת גברה ולא חובת בית פלאי פלאי פלאות מוריי ורבותיי it's a חובס גברה it's not a חובס הבייס so the tzuras v'tnai קיום המצווה מוטל us all of is that there should be a pirsum haneis b'pesach habayis v'lo b'makom acher, not in the middle of Fifth Avenue. Not talking about the chabadnikim now. That's a shiur in and of itself. Chabadnikim lighting on Fifth Avenue. Not saying yes, not saying no. But if you ask Lubavitcher Rebbe, I think he had a pretty firm opinion on the matter. other poskim had other opinions. Al kolponim, bepashtus, the mitzvah is to light, as the Gemara says, ner ishu beso al pesach habayis v'lo b'mokom acher. But what does the Gemara say? Ner ishu beso. That the tzura of the tzura and the tenai, the form, the way it's done, is al pesach habayis. But it's a ner ish. It's a mitzvah on the gavra. And the gedder is that the Marachor Zeru holds shirakim itkaimut ha-mitzvah yibachefza az ha-shliach echol ha-barech v'tzivano. But when the kiyum is in the gavra, bevaday she'en ha-shliach echol ha-barech al-maseh ha-mitzvah. If the kiyum would be on the chefza, you could say v'tzivano, but here it's a kiyum on the gavra, so how are you going to possibly make a bracha for your friend? And since he holds that near Chanukah, the shliach can't make a bracha, see, he must hold that it's like Kedushin. Kedushin, the Iker mitzvah, is that you should have a woman who's Mikudeshes. Oh, this is like, you know, one of those, right off the bat, you know that it's out of here. It's gone. 450 feet over the center field fence. Come on out of the stadium. That's what this is. Zogim Ma'achor Zerua, that the mitzvah by Kedushin is that he should have a wife. Shetia lo isha mikudeshes, and he stels tsui, compares that to Ner Chanukah. So it must be that the Ner Chanukah, that's the mitzvah also. Right? V'chein v'adlakas Ner Chanukah. That it has to be yours. Just like by mitzvah kedushin, the gather is that it's your wife. By neris Chanukah, it's your candles. She had lola gavra near Chanukah, and there the Marachor Zeruah holds that the shliach can make ad lakas near Chanukah lechavera, because the yisod mitzvah near Chanukah is chovim would tell us ala gavra. The gavra has to have his own near Chanukah, and therefore the shliach has no kiyum mitzvah bad lakaso, and therefore he can't save itzivanu. So apparently then pshat is, when it says l'chein ba'adlakas ner chanukah Ruvein madlik nerosav shel Shimon, who owns these neiris? Ruvein owns the neiris, but he's lighting for Shimon. And then he brings an example that you have an almana and she tells someone else to light for her. L'hadlik nerosam bishvilam. She tells somebody to light their candles for them. The almana has no chelik in the candles. It's not hers. You have to own it. So in such a case, Rani shelo yivarech, elim ken yamod mishalech betzido v'yotze bibrachosa. So you shouldn't make the bracha unless the mishalech is standing there and your yotze. Yeah, but if it's not yours, we said it's compared to Kedushin. So if it's not yours, how's there, how are you b'chal yotzei the mitzvah? It's like somebody else wearing tzitzis and tefillin for you. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. And therefore, pshat is kipshuto. In Shimon and Ruvein madlik ne'rosav shel Shimon, if Reuven is lighting Shimon's candles, it's Shimon's candles. He's not lighting the Reuven's not lighting his own candles. He's lighting Nerosa of Shel Shimon. Kipshuto. You don't have to twist, better not to twist the words. He's lighting the candles of Shimon. Surani Shelo Yevarech. Reuven, don't make a bracha. Because this is a Chovas Gavra. And what's the Chovas Gavra? Then my candles should be lit. They have to belong to me. So the chiddush here is that even though be'etzem, if I'm not there, so I'm a kaim the mitzvah. Because the ikar mitzvah, the mehusa mitzvah, is that the candles should belong to me, because he compares this to Kedushin. Nevertheless, the Maisa also, in order to make a bracha, the Maisa has to be done by me. Just like by Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, the mitzvah is that the white woman should be mine, that I should have a wife. So how can Yena make a bracha? Vitzivanu. It's not Vitzivanu. He's not getting the wife, I'm getting the wife. So he's doing the Maisa mitzvah for me, it's fine. Let him do the Maisa. But there's no bracha. There's no Vitzivanu. Why is there no Vitzivanu? Because he doesn't get anything from it. He's not doing anything. The mahus of the mitzvah is that he's fulfilling now is that I'm getting a wife. Shetiyah lo isha mekudeshes. So what does the shliach have to do with that? How can the shliach say Vitzivanu about that? He most certainly can't. And it's the same thing by Ner Chanukah. By Kedushin he says, Shetehei lo isha mekudeshes. It's a mitzvah negavra, so too by Ner Chanukah. Mitzvah negavra, that I should have candles that are lit. And therefore when someone else does the Maisa mitzvah for me, he could do the Maisa mitzvah, but he can't make a bracha. He can't say Vitzivanu. Why can't he say Vitzivanu? Because he's not mekayim any mitzvah. He's not getting anything from this. It's a mitzvah on the gavra. It's my mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah being metakei nechef. It's a mitzvah on the gavra. Sota b'nei Rosh Chanukah. When Reuven lights Shimon's candles, so first of all, it has to be Shimon's candles. It has to be Shimon's candles because as we saw before, from the Ran, Rabbeinu David, the Prima Gadim, it has to be his candles. Why does it have to be his candles? Because Zechiv on the Gavra, that my candles should be lit. Oh, but if somebody else does the Maisa, somebody else can do the Maisa for me, but believe Bracha. Believe Bracha, because how do you make a Bracha on my Chovas Gavra? Unless I'm standing there, and then you can be Motzi me in the Bracha. But the Yisod HaDvarim is that Ner Chanukah is a Chovas Gavra, and therefore it has to belong to me, and I can only make a bracha if I do the maisa, and if somebody else does the maisa for me, can't make the bracha because the chovas gavra. And this also explains the Bach, who brings from the minhagim of Reina Harav Isaac Tirna, in Hagos Yud Ches, that a person who's madlik near Chanukah, yochel hadlik lisha levarich, kugon shomedes etzlo b'shatz bracha. Only if she's mamish standing there. You want to make a bracha for the woman, she has to be standing there. Avol binyan acher near lemarach shein levarich. No, otherwise not. That's the marachor we saw before. About the almana, only if she's standing there. V'nir ali, and the Bach says, dafka davra muta al gufa adam, v'lo al kol darvishin ischayiv b'bracha, v'ray michal otshuma. Sheshliach mevarich below a mishaleach. And he says, no, the Bach says, it's only when you need to be standing there, if it's mutal gufa adam. But the minhagim l'reinu Rabbi Isaac Tirna holds that it is mutal gufa adam. The Ner Chanukah is a din al gufa adam, it's a din on the gavra. That you have to own candles, and that your candles that you own have to be lit. Again, the dagesh in the Marach or Zeruah is that it's a Chovas Gavra, not that it belongs to you. Could be that the Neris don't belong to you, and it's a Chovas Gavra that you have to light. But he says that Reuven's lighting with Shimon's Neris. And that's the Chovas Gavra, Shetielo. That you should, just like by Kiddushin, that you should have a woman who's Mekudesh too, that you should have candles. So you have to own the candles. And therefore, if someone else lights for you, they're not making a bracha on your Chovas Gavra, unless you're standing there and they're motzi you. So that's an unbelievable mahalach in this sugya. And of course, that leaves us with the Tzarechion on those Achronim who hold otherwise. We saw the Mishnah Berurah and others who say that there's mashma, there's no din lachem. Here we see from the Rishonim that there is. And then Reb Farbstein brings a steer in the Mishnah Brura. So we're not going to get into that. I just wanted to conclude. We kept talking about the Marach or Zeruah. Who was the Marach or Zeruah? We always say these names. Names were people. Reb Chaim Eliezer ben Yitzchak of Vienna. Of Vienna. The son of Reb Yitzchak from Vienna. He lived in the middle of the 1300s. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in the city of Wiener Neustadt in Austria. For a period he lived in France, and then he lived in Germany in the city of Magenza. And his son was Rav Yitzchak Offenheim, who was Merabbanei Ashkenaz, and he wrote the Drashas Marach and the Rezurah Kotten. So it's good to get to know a little bit all the history. Uncle Panim, Rabbi, a lot more to say about the sugi. Oh my gosh! So I hope we're zeichet to continue. Maybe it's Hashem, not this year, maybe next year. Hashem just give us life and health and everything good. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, beloved.